You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How are you all doing? I don't know. Not the best weekend, not the best last couple days. Don't want to be negative, but it's just kind of been rough, hasn't it? Didn't get to see football like I wanted to. I was pretty upset about that because usually that's kind of how I regroup on the weekend, you know, getting to watch some sports. Didn't get to do that. We went and saw Finding Nemo 3D. You know, a complete waste of money. Here's the thing. The Finding Nemo movie is a good movie. Okay, except for the fact that they kill the mom and all the babies in the first chapter. I really don't get why Disney does that. Practically every Disney movie, somebody gets killed. And I mean, right off the bat, I mean, they take that Nemo movie and right off the bat, mom and all the babies get killed. Then it goes black and then it goes into chapter two. You're trying to explain to your kids, you know, why this was a good choice to go and see the movie. Number two, is any time they try to re-digitalize or 3D-ify a movie, it's not as good as a movie being done 3D to begin with. So I dropped $40 on a movie I've seen a million times that really didn't look much different 3D, and I had to go through the whole process again of why was the mom killed. And I, you know, that was probably a big waste of time. Then I thought I was going to stick to my diet pretty well, and I didn't, because when you're depressed about something like that, you end up eating. So that didn't go well. So whatever weight I lost last week, I gained back. Still had back pain from using the stupid exercise ball, but because I think my tummy's tighter, I'm still using that. And then this morning, I wake up with my typical plantar fasciitis problems, or my feet hurt. You know, it takes a while for them to stretch out. And, of course, I step on cat vomit. Now, my cats aren't vomiting, especially I have two of them. I have three cats, two vomit. Okay, then I got two dogs, and they diarrhea. So we have all sorts of bowel issues with our veterinary aspect of our house. And the two cats aren't vomiting because they have intestinal disorders. They vomit because they're upset. When they don't like the food I serve them, they vomit it up. And honestly, they have plenty of house to vomit. There is plenty of locations in the house for them to vomit. There's private areas to vomit. There's the poo-poo box. They could vomit in the poo-poo box. But no. They purposely pick the area where when I get out of bed, I'm going to step on. And it's not that they're vomiting near me for help. No, they vomit all the time. But they strategically put it where I have to step on it. So now, and I don't even think I was able to clean it all off. I have pieces of chunky, no, it's not diarrhea, it's vomit. See, cat diarrhea won't be chunky. Unlike humans, right, if they don't digest their food, you'll have chunky stool. Cat stool isn't really that chunky. It's very soft, smooth, or that have diarrhea. If it's chunky, then it's the cat chow in the vomit. And I know many of you are trying to eat and get to work. I'm sorry about that. But what's really bad is when it gets stuck in the toes. Now, I was hoping to kind of get a pedicure a little later today. And if I can't get all the cat vomit meow mix, meow, 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 out of my toes, I'm not going to be able to get a pedicure. So I'm just grumpy. This was just not a good day to start. And then on top of that, you're hearing all these polls. Obama leading by 7%. Obama leading. But, you know, it's very interesting. I flipped to Fox News, and Fox News says, you know, with independents, Romney's leading by a landslide. So let's just look at those polls, because honestly, I need a good day. It's frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bring me up to date, by the way, on what happened football-wise, and we'll move on. Now, there's an article that came out today saying that if you shave your head, men who are bald appear to be more dominant. Bald men appear to be more dominant, right? Eisenhower, Telly Savalas, Yul Brynner. Who's my favorite? David Addison. Bruce Willis, very sexy. University of Pennsylvania lecturer who is balding himself carried out three experiments to see how men shaved their heads and were perceived by others. And he found that when you took 60 participants and asked them to look at a series of photos of men and their attire, the shaved men appeared to be more powerful, influential, and authoritative. Mm-hmm. like Van Diesel. Now, we do have the debates coming up in a couple days. Should either one of them shave their head? I know many of us want to shave their butts, but should either Mitt Romney or Barack Obama shave their head? Honestly, I don't want either of them to. I want people just listening to the content. From what I understand, there's going to be no teleprompters. So it's going to be a very, very interesting debate, especially for one side. But, you know, many of you that are bald, I've talked about this on air. You try to hide it. You try to cover it up. You reach for the Propecia. And I got to tell you, you know, it's not unsexy. It's very masculine. It's very sexy. Remember, we relate it to testosterone. And, of course, you get it from your mom's side of the family. So if you had a real meaty type mom, which means my kids are going to probably really be bald. We don't have baldness in the family. Everybody in my family always had hair. In fact, too much hair. I would almost argue we had too much hair in the family. My father, not hairy at all. My mom, not hairy. But everybody beyond them, hairy. And very dominant. You know, it's interesting how there's certain things about us that could be very dominant. Now, women, on the other hand, not very good. If a woman is tall, if a woman has broader shoulders, it could be just too much for a lot of colleagues to handle, both men and women. But a bald man is pretty approachable. I mean, look at Pawn Stars, right? Rick Harrison, they're all Rick Harrison, but you got Richard, who's a grandfather. You got Rick, who's the bald dad. And then you got Corey, whose real name is, I guess, Rick also, but he has hair. And who, of course, appears to be the dominant figure. Who is the one that you are going to look at and listen to when they're talking? The bald one, Rick. That just, you know, it does. I don't know if hair, because it has a softening type of, you know, it's through some sort of a softening type of thing on our psychological psyche. Am I wording that correctly? Now, some of you psychologists are like, okay, no, you're not wording that right. But you see what I mean? I mean, hair is looked at very, very softly. You're like Bruce Willis. I always thought Bruce Willis was cute and cuddly till he got hair. When he shaved his head, I kind of thought of him as kind of rough. You know, like the jackal rough, you know? So it's, bald is good. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. A lot of medical stories today. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in so religiously. I love the fact that you guys have been tuning in. You've been connecting with me on Facebook. Facebook, it's very easy to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's great. Love your messages and the clips and things that you send me. It's nice that I've been able to manage my time better now that my show is in the morning, such that I could, communicate with you guys more. I love it. Thanks for following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please keep that up. A lot of my truckers out there, God bless you all. Wonderful talking to you guys on the Truckers Forum. Conference next, actually at the end of this month, because we're in October already. At the end of this month, big conference, end of October, I believe October 26th, 27th in Kansas City. Please check it out. It's Trucker Social Media Online Conference in Kansas City. I'm going to be there. I can't wait to meet many of you. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, doctor. I was wondering if you could please tell me about the truth about compacted bowel. Everybody knows that supposedly John Wayne had 25 pounds of nasty compacted bowel in his intestines or whatever. What is compacted bowel? Is that true that it builds up in the intestine, and how do you get rid of it? And is it true that that's the reason we're not getting the nutrients we need out of our food, is because the intestines can't absorb it? Can you just describe that and tell me how you fix it if it's true?
Yeah, that's a good theory. You know, when you have impacted bowel and, you know, things aren't moving, are you going to have malabsorption? Is that why John Wayne walked funny? Because he had all that impacted bowel. I mean, from what I understand, John Wayne, I know he had lung cancer. We all knew that. I know he had stomach cancer. I forget how much of his stomach had to be removed. So if he had bowel impaction, there's a variety of reasons why people get bowel impaction. Basically, that's when the stool gets stuck. And it could get stuck for a variety of reasons. The most common reason I see bowel impaction is people taking pain medicines. This is why I keep telling you guys, don't be taking pain medicines chronically, because they cause severe constipation and then you get bowel impaction. And remember what we talked about with the colon. The purpose of the colon is to absorb any water from the stool before you pass it. So if the stool sits there and then gets impacted and more come in and then it gets impacted, the colon just sits there and sponges up any extra fluid in that bowel, so it gets harder and harder and harder, and it's this vicious cycle that you get where, you know, your bowels become completely clogged with stool. Boy, is this conversation better than the last segment? I don't know when you guys eat when you listen to my show. I guess we'll just have to tell you guys no eating during my show. So anyway, so that's how bowel impaction happens. Now, you know, many times we just have to disimpact the bowel. Literally, you just have to go in and take the stool out. Kind of a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. All right. Other times we, you know, we can help things pass, but it's harder. Like, you'll have people that'll say, like, with their children, these children will have issues with stooling, and the parents will, and you'll tell the parents he's obstructed, and the parents will say, no, because he has diarrhea. Yeah, he's not obstructed. He has diarrhea. And it turns out it's water trying to go around the stool. So they still have a big, huge thing of stool, and then you get diarrhea. So if you have diarrhea, it doesn't necessarily mean you aren't obstructed. That could be a sign of obstruction. So here's the thing. Let's go back to constipation. What constipates you? Well, like I said, a big thing is narcotic medication. When you take narcotic medications, like a lot of times post-op, we'll give you stool softeners because we want to soften things up and help you poop. Also, though, you know, diet. If you don't take in a lot of fluid, and you swallow very dry, hard foods, and you aren't drinking a lot of fluid, it's not going to move as easily. That's why it's extremely important to drink, okay? If you stool, you could lose water. So if you're dehydrated, your body, let's say you're dehydrated, your body will say, no, I better not poop or pee, because I want to hold on to as much fluid. Now, you'll still urinate if the body has already filtered out the salts and things that and the chemicals that doesn't want in your body. You'll still urinate, but you'll urinate less. You'll stool less if you're dehydrated. Why? Because your body's going to want to keep the stool to suck out more fluid. Okay, remember, your body's not thinking, oh, this boy's going to get constipated. He's thinking, what's one of the most important things that the body's job is to do to keep hemostasis and to keep everything working like it's supposed to? Water. So your body's going to want to retain as much water. It's going to keep your stool. So if you're dehydrated, you're going to have more and more stool kept. You'll run a risk of later being obstructed, constipated, impacted, etc. If you don't get enough fiber in your diet, you know, a lot of times we impact our own stool by waiting for a time to go potty. Many of us do that. We're like, oh, I got to go potty, but I don't want to go and sneak up the bathroom. I don't want my coworkers around. Ladies do this all the time. You know, because for some reason, and I keep having a huge problem with this, and I tell you ladies do this all the time, social time should not be in the bathroom. Because the rest of us women do not want to go to the bathroom when you're all sitting there socializing. Right? Remember white chicks? The girls are sitting there talking while he's just trying to go to the bathroom. Okay, no, we don't want that. All right? Get out of the bathroom. Do not socialize in the bathroom. There's no reason to socialize in the bathroom. Give us privacy in the bathroom, because we have this huge pandemic of bowel disorders because nobody wants to take a poop during the workday because their coworkers are sitting there in the bathroom talking shop. All right, so get out of the bathroom so the rest of us could poop. But if you hold it and you squeeze it in all day, it gets impacted. Makes sense, okay? Of course, physical activity. If you are bedridden, you're not moving, your bowels slow down. It's just a common type of sequela that happens when you become bedridden or inactive. Now, some of us were just couch potatoes. Well, the body reads that as inactivity or bedriddenness. So you got to get up, you got to move, you got to exercise. That always helps. You know, irritable bowel syndrome can constipate you, also give you diarrhea. Certain illnesses will do that. Many times when we go through our cycle, our female cycle, yes, you know, many of us, progesterone, when your progesterone drops, or if your progesterone is high, you can have bowel issues with that as well. You know, also a lot of people don't realize that some of their blood pressure medicine or antidepressants can actually constipate them. Even water pills, certain water pills, Parkinson medication. So if you're having constipation, ask your doctor to look to see if it could be one of the blood pressure medicines or medications that they're on, because that could be an issue. Now, sometimes you're scared to go poop. Sometimes you have hemorrhoids, or you've been bleeding and you're scared to death of looking at that. So you're not going to want to poop because it hurts, or the hemorrhoids are going to come back, or you're going to scream, ow, and all the ladies in the bathroom are going to hear that, or the men. My recommendation for that is get the hemorrhoids fixed. You've got to poop. Now, of course, injuries to the spinal cord, back pain, things like that could do as well. So, like I said, you got to get those foods in. You got to get the fiber in. You got to get the vegetables in. And I know many of you do this. Many of you know to eat fiber, but the only time you have to eat your fiber is in the morning. You don't want to do that because you don't want the fiber to kick in. Remember, many of our bowel problems are our fault. It's what we eat. It's how we eat and how we try to manipulate our bowel movements. So it doesn't have to happen at work. And a lot of us, we have it to an art. We do. All right. But that's not healthy. Okay. Your body wants to go when your body wants to go. And your body needs to go. You got to let it go. And, unfortunately, also some of you, you go, okay, fine. I have time to go. I got to go now. Okay. The Dr. Dahlia show is on commercial. I got approximately 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom now. So don't miss the Dr. Dahlia show. Well, we've already rectified that problem. Okay. There's a Dr. Dahlia Android app. You can download the Dr. Dahlia free. See, wasn't that a good transition? See, I don't do sales pitches on my shows. You can download the Dr. Dahlia Android app, and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show any time of day you want. This way you get to go potty if you need to go potty. Very important. Also, just go to my website online. There's an on-demand, too. There's an on-demand. It also connects you to archives, etc., podcasts on my website, so you don't have to hold in the poop. But remember, another very important thing to relieving your constipation is farting. I know we talk about farting a lot in the show, but it's not for jokes. It's extremely important. Your body has to expel gas for a variety of reasons, and the biggest reason it does is to help the bowel move. Now, do you guys remember us talking about mass movements? Oh, no, here comes a pop quiz. No, we're not going to do pop quiz yet, but be prepared. This could be on the test. Okay, this could be on the test. Mass movements. Mass movements is when the bowel moves along your colon. Now, many of you will have a mass movement, but it's not necessarily your typical quote-unquote bowel movement. We call bowel movements when the poop comes out, but technically a bowel movement or mass movement is when the stool moves along your colon. You got feet of colon, right? And that needs to move at a pretty timely fashion because other food is coming around the bend. It just has to go down and pass. Now, where was I going? Why was I talking about mass movements? Why was I doing that? You see what you guys did? I started writing about the pop quiz. Then I started writing down the pop quiz. So we were talking about mass movements. Farting. Thank you. Now, the reason why we have to expel gas is because Oh, are we on a break already? Ooh, looks like somebody has a mass movement. The gas helps the stool move. Okay? The gas helps the stool move and have a mass movement. Extremely important. All right, guys, don't go back. We got a lot to talk about. Supreme Court is back in session. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are traveling to Alaska as part of the Dr. Dahlia annual cruise. We are leaving end of June, leaving out of Seattle. Please go to my website to check it out. Got some great ports that we get to stop at and spend some time at, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Lectures, prizes, parties, a lot of good stuff. So please definitely check that out. All right, so Bloomberg Business Week has enumerated some of the cases that the Supreme Court is going to look at starting this next session. We all remember what happened last Supreme Court. They dropped a doozy on us with the health care issue, all right, and then said, bye, see ya, it's constitutional, see ya. And while we have all been grumbling, now they come back. Boy, that was a long recess, right? Was that June 30th? They dropped that bomb on us June 30th, and now they're back October 1st. That's a big vacation. I know, it's nice. I'm in the wrong field. I need more vacation time. Anyway, I guess here's a couple of the cases that they're going to look at. The Fisher versus University of Texas is going to be argued October 10th. This is where the court will weigh the Texas limited use of race to help fill out its incoming classes. I guess the outcome could result in a cutback in the use of racial preferences at the nation's colleges. So they're going to be discussing that case, and we'll see what ramifications it has with college entrance if race can be used. Accountability for human rights abuses. They say the justices will consider whether American courts may be used by foreign victims to sue over human rights violations abroad. The case of Kiobel versus Royal Dutch Petroleum is supposed to be argued today, concerns claims that the oil giant Shell was complicit in atrocities committed by the Nigerian government against the citizens in the oil-rich Niger Delta. Drug-sniffing dogs. There's two disputes that the Supreme Court is going to be looking at involving drug-sniffing dogs. I think this is going to happen on October 31st. One is whether a dog brought to the front door of a home to sniff for marijuana amounts to a search. In another case, the court will consider a dog's reliability and qualifications as a drug-sniffing animal in a case involving a traffic stop and a warrantless search that found the ingredients for making methamphetamines in a pickup truck. These dogs are pretty smart. I'm surprised they could train the dogs to do that. Now, let's say a terrorism case is going to be coming up to the Supreme Court. I guess they say, according to Bloomberg Businessweek, the government is trying to shut down a constitutional challenge to a law that lets the United States eavesdrop on overseas communications. Lawyers, journalists, and human rights advocates filed a lawsuit that objected to the latest version of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The issue at the High Court will be argued October 29th to see whether this could be made a case in federal court. Gay marriage is also going to be heard in this next session. Justices are supposed to take up gay marriage in at least one of the many appeals pending at the High Court. Apparently, several lower federal courts have struck down as unconstitutional provision of the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act that denies federal benefits, including favorable tax treatment, health benefits, among others, to legally married same-sex couples. The court, I don't know if this, you know, sometimes the court has the last word and sometimes it doesn't. They believe this would be the this is supposed to be probably one of their bigger cases that they're going to address. And I guess a separate appeal involves California's ban on gay marriage, ruled unconstitutional by federal courts. The Voting Rights Act, according to Bloomberg Businessweek, several appeals asked the court to invalidate a cornerstone of civil rights legislation, a provision of the Voting Rights Act that requires all or parts of 16 states, most of the South, to get approval from the Justice Department or federal court before instituting any changes affecting elections and voting. I wonder if that has to do with the voter ID. I still don't understand. I don't understand. I need you guys to help me understand this. Why you don't need an ID to vote. Why this is an issue. I always have to submit an ID. I always have to show an ID to vote. I do, because otherwise you could say you're John Smith, Joe Blow, whatever. And you could vote two times, three times, etc. I don't understand why there's no sort of rule or just some sort of premise where you have to show some ID to vote. I know everybody's fighting this, saying, well, it discriminates against many people in this country. How are all these people in this country getting apartments, getting their unemployment checks, able to go to the bank, able to buy alcohol? I mean, I am always asked for ID. It's not because I buy alcohol. It's just I'm always asked when I go to the bank, I need to see ID. When I pick up a prescription, they need to see ID. You know, when they say many of these seniors, they don't have an ID. How are they getting some of their prescriptions? Does somebody else pick it up for them? I mean, what percentage of the population are we talking about that doesn't have an ID? We're talking legal citizens of America don't have ID. And then if that's the case, all these people concerned about these voter ID laws, then why don't they group together and come up with a way to do to help these people get government IDs before Election Day? I mean, honestly, if you really want to help a senior, help them get a government-issued ID. Because we're always asked for IDs anyway. I mean, it'll help them, like I said, purchase things at a grocery store if they need it. It'll help them get their medications when they go and see a doctor. When a senior goes to see a doctor, you have to have ID to see the doctor. How are there all these American citizen seniors without ID? In order for these seniors to have Medicare, they have their Medicare card and their ID. So are we saying that a senior that doesn't have a voter ID, doesn't have Medicare, and then why do we have so many seniors off Medicare? Oh, they have Medicare, they just don't have an ID. How? How did that happen? That doesn't make any sense to me. You can't get your Medicare without showing you have ID. You have to prove that's who you are so you get your Medicare card. And you can't go to the doctor without a government-issued ID. So this just confuses the heck out of me. I don't understand. Okay, well, I'm pretty upset by that. Now, something else has happened in California that kind of confused me, too. And I apologize for being so confused on these matters. I just thought things like this were cut and dry. I can't go anywhere without my ID. I can't drive a car. I can't go to a doctor. I can't get prescriptions. I can't get medicine. If I buy groceries with a credit card, using a credit card, I need ID. Food stamps. Don't you need ID for food stamps to get your unemployment check? How do we have a community? How do we have a country with so many people not having ID yet they're still getting everything else that they need? Are they claiming they don't have an ID? All right, that doesn't make sense. All right, now, what happened in California? I guess some illegal immigrants are now going to be able to get a California driver's license. Last night, Governor Jerry Brown said that if you're an illegal immigrant, you're probably good to now get a driver's license for the Department of Motor Vehicles issue. So even our illegals have IDs. How are our illegals getting government-issued IDs and our citizens don't? Doesn't make sense, people. Get your story straight. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to vote, you better have an ID and you better be an American citizen. Apparently, Bill AB2189 of Los Angeles, I guess supported by Assemblyman Gil Cedillo, will let the Department of Motor Vehicles issue licenses to illegal immigrants eligible for work permits under a new Obama administration policy. The bill requires the department to accept as proof of legal residence whatever document the federal government provides to participants in its deferred action program. Why are they giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses now in addition to jobs? Because they say it'll make the roads safer while letting young immigrants drive to school and work. Apparently, Cedillo said that this also drew support from several Republican lawmakers. Okay. Again, fill me in. Is unemployment back to zero? Is the whole unemployment program gone and now we're able to give jobs to illegals? I know we've argued this before. I didn't realize that our unemployment situation was already fixed, so that Obama can now give illegals jobs. I mean, I think that's really nice. I'd love to be a country that gives everybody jobs. I just didn't realize that our unemployment problem was fixed so quickly, that we now have an overabundance of jobs we could give them to illegal citizens. Yeah, it just makes you wonder, what is the incentive to pay taxes and to become a citizen of the United States? If you're a citizen of the United States, you have a higher risk of being unemployed than if you're an illegal immigrant. Is that what they're saying? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1768.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1812.03, $906.02 for a half ounce, or $453.01 for a quarter ounce. That's $1812.03, $906.02, and $453.01.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not done yet with California. California's still in the news. Apparently, they're going to be the first state in the nation to ban gay therapy, gay cure therapy. Have you guys heard about this? Apparently, there are psychologists, all right, who are trained to work with teenagers to help quote-unquote cure their gayness, offer some form of psychotherapy aimed at making gay teenagers straight. I didn't realize such a thing existed, but Governor Jerry Brown announced Sunday that he had signed SB 1172 by Democratic Senator Ted Lieu of Torrance that will prevent these children from being quote-unquote psychologically abused. Effective January 1, the state will prohibit what is known as reparative or conversion therapy for minors. Governor Brown says the therapies have no basis in science or medicine, and they will now be relegated to the dustbin of quackery, unquote. Gay rights groups say the practice of the psychotherapy is dangerous because it could put youth at higher risk of depression and suicide. Conservative religious groups, according to this article from CBS News, and Republicans argue that banning conversion therapy would hinder parents' rights to provide psychological care for children experiencing gender confusion. Now, there is no psychotherapy that'll convert a gay person to being straight or a straight person to being gay. All right, there isn't. These kids are born this way. The children, adults, they are born with the idea of affinity to who they want to be with sexually. Now, there are studies or cases, okay, and this was kind of brought around in the 90s, where women who thought they were straight found it to be okay to tap in on their homosexual tendencies to be with other women, when there was a little bit of a female homosexuality liberation in the 90s. There was a very small, it wasn't anything that was really well publicized, but we detected something was going on because, you know, in television, you know, people were, you know, talking about each other's breasts, saying they look sexy. You know, that kind of turns me on. They were just, girls were, this is what, you know, on Friends it happened, on Will and Grace, etc. And it was okay to find your girlfriend sexy. And those particular cases where you're trying to talk to people and say, you know, look, you pick one side and, you know, there are certain, how do I say this without insulting anybody? You know, people act on a variety of different sexual tendencies, okay? Sometimes they need to hear that it's okay to do it, all right? This idea of therapy being involved supposedly addresses that, where it's okay to try another side of things. Now, the idea, though, of therapy converting a person who is, you know, born with the affinity of being gay is absolutely ludicrous. No, it's not going to help. You can't sit there and browbeat somebody in therapy to convince them. However, therapy is used widespread to control fetish urges. Like, let's say somebody wants to have sex with their slipper. Let's say somebody wants to have sex with their dog. There are therapies used to control that and say, look, you have to control those urges. You may have a dream about having sex with your computer and your USB port. Something like that is not socially acceptable, and we need to retrain you. The fine line comes when when a teenager's like, well, look, you know, I kissed a girl and I liked its song. All right, are we supposed to be kissing girls? Well, do you like girls? Are you a female who likes girls? I don't know. But the in thing now is, I kissed a girl and I liked it, you know, and then the cherry chapstick and whatever. So I guess everybody's kind of kissing each other. All right, you know, it may take a psychologist to kind of help them find where they are sexually and help with certain confusion. But if the therapy is designed to browbeat you one way or another, no, that's not allowed. Now, I know many of you saw this and said, this type of therapy exists. I'm just as naive as you are. I didn't realize that there were psychologists taking that task on to try to convert somebody from being gay to straight. I mean, I learned very on in my medical training that is just not something you do. Right? Homosexual men's brains can be very similar to female brains. Homosexual female brains can be very similar to male brains. There is a biological component to this that you cannot change. Now, the problem, you know, it lies in the eyes of the beholder. If the parent thinks this is a fetish, if the parents think these kids are doing this bisexual experimentation because that's what kids are doing now, and they want to teach a kid to know, you stay true to your own sexual beliefs and, you know, et cetera, I can understand why we need counselors to help people go through this. I mean, I think we should have counselors available for kids contemplating the idea of having sex at all. I don't think any of these kids in high school should be having sex. There's really no reason for it. Oh, they need love. They need acceptance. Really? Really? A 2.5 minute episode in the backseat of a car gives you love and acceptance? I mean, if we're going to have any sort of counseling, it should be offering these children other options than having sex. That will then give these children time to mature and decide who they really want to be with. Now, I do not want a gay child forcing themselves to think that they're straight, because unfortunately then I see them as an adult and they end up needing antidepressants, they end up being suicidal, they end up being unhappy, you know, et cetera. I mean, we want people very pleased with who they are. We want them to have a good identity and to be able to identify themselves in the truest light. And so I don't want anybody. It's absolutely ridiculous to force a person to live a life that they don't want to live. However, in this whole teenage scene, this teenage setting, I think we should make options available to them where they don't have to have sex. This whole homosexuality, heterosexuality, decision-making process does not have to happen in the high school years. If you notice, many people that come out or decide what they want sexually do it when they're young adults. Okay? Now, many people would argue, well, Dr. Dahlia, that's when they get to experiment. You experiment during high school. I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do. I don't know if these kids are mentally and emotionally prepared to experiment. I mean, what I believe we should have are counselors offering other choices than sex. Okay? Say, if you want to find yourselves, do it after you're out of high school and you can't get pregnant or get an STD and, you know, put your schooling at risk. I don't think kids should be having sex. I really don't. There is no reason for high school students to be having sex. And I know a lot of high school listeners, if I have any, are probably like, oh, Dahlia, you're so old. You're so old school. Honestly, really? Why do you need to have sex? Are you propagating? Are you trying to get pregnant? I mean, if you're married and you're trying to get pregnant and you want to get pregnant at age 16, you got married, I can understand it. But why are you doing it? For love? You could be loved a variety of other ways than having sex. I mean, honestly. So this whole idea of determining someone's sexuality, yes, we should have counselors available if somebody's trying to think it through and decide. But I think we should also spend an equal amount of time and effort advocating abstinence and other types of way of feeling accepted, et cetera. Because right now, we're even dealing with fifth graders experimenting with sex and same-sex issues. And yes, I do think the medical community needs to be a little more involved because I think they are confused. And I don't think we as a medical community should get involved to tell them to be straight and not gay. I think we as a medical community should be involved telling them to avoid the whole sexual encounter to begin with. A 10-year-old does not need to kiss a girl with cherry chapstick. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another couple hours coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. We got more.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.